Compass Theater is pretty incredible. It is job training for students and offers a venue, a social venue for kids to go to, for families to go to. It just has provided so much through the years for our town.
Absolutely. And can I ask, like, what was your reaction to hearing Compass or Northern Nights Theater was in distress?
Well, it made me realize, once again, how difficult it is to keep a business going with the business model, and very sad that so many years of work by so many people was struggling to find a way forward.
So you felt called to support the movie theater, and you brought the idea to the Petersburg Community Foundation, and they unanimously agreed to give this one-time $1,500 donation. And Karen, why did you think this one-time discretionary gift might be something the board would be interested in?
We had, as a board, as we were reviewing our budgets, we found that there was a small amount of money that could be discretionary. It's not part of our grant-making fund. This discretionary funding, it's a vote of appreciation. It's a vote of thanks to all the years of work by all the adults, by the board members, by the students who work there, and by all the collaborators. Compass Theater is really unique in that, for the most part, it has supported itself as a business, even though it started as a grant. And the theater business is not an easy business. The larger umbrella, where you get your films from, doesn't have in its mechanism any way to help a nonprofit in a unique situation like ours. So we have to, we being in our town, Compass Theater needs to operate under all of the requirements of any business. The industry is, film is still so important all across the world. However, with the advent of all sorts of ways to get film into your household, it is getting harder to maintain theaters that have the social element. It takes 30 people in the theater for it to break even, and this theater doesn't have to pay rent. That's the reason it's been in operation as long as it has been. If it had had to pay rent or maintain its own building, if it hadn't been in collaboration with the school, it wouldn't still be here.
And the theater, along with decades of entertainment, has provided employment opportunities for local students here in Petersburg. Karen, why do you feel called to support the movie theater?
We always need to thank our nonprofits and everyone who works so hard. But I feel this is just a shout out, thank you. And maybe it'll give that little extra bit of time to let them do some problem solving. It certainly won't solve the problem. It won't save the theater. But we really, really hope that sometimes a thank you or realizing how much something is appreciated can stir people who have the energy, who might have some ideas, to also step forward and see what they can do to help the theater. And who knows where this will go from here. Sometimes we just need to say thank you for your work.